Golden State Media Concepts bring you Book Review Podcast, a haven for bookworms of all ages and the widest genres, from mystery to memoirs, romance to comedy, fantasy to sci-fi. If you love to read, this is the podcast for you. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the GSMC Book Review Podcast, brought to you as always by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Sarah. Hope you're having a good week so far. You survived your Monday. Hope you had a great weekend full of reading or, you know, enjoying autumn, however autumn is presenting itself in your neck of the woods, or reading in autumn. That works for me. Anyway, I hope you had a great weekend and that the week has started off okay for you so far. We have another interview today, as we often do on Tuesdays. This week, I am interviewing Trayvon Toussaint, who is a very young author. He is 17, the youngest I have had on the podcast, and he is the author of actually several books and a short story that is coming out on Friday. It's the first of three short stories, a trilogy, obviously, and he talks about that in the interview. We are talking about Disconnected today, and we do have that as a giveaway, so definitely stay tuned until the end to find out how you can win a copy of Disconnected, which is young adult sci-fi. It's a dystopian, it's a novella length, I would say, and it is about, well, it takes place in Chicago, and it's, as I said, dystopian, so all technology has been banned except for what the government controls, but private citizens are not allowed to have or use technology. So the main character, the main characters, Joanna and Fabian, live in Chicago, go to high school in Chicago. Joanna's father has been gone for several years. He disappeared a while ago. He was the vice president of something called the STFA, which is, now I can't think of what the acronym stands for. Something technology for all. Society? That's terrible. Trayvon will say it in the interview. I apologize. I just blanked out on the first word of the acronym, and now I'm scanning the book and I don't see it. Anyway, Technology for All are the last three, so you get the hint. And he went missing, presumably taken by the government, but she and her mother are dealing with that aftermath. At the beginning of her junior year of high school, she meets Fabian, who is a transfer student, and he has his own issues with the government and actually is working against them in his own way. So, of course, as often happens in books like this, they come together, they find themselves thrown into circumstances, and they start talking about their lives and their experiences with the government and the fact that Joanna's father has disappeared, etc. And a friendship and a romance develops. And yeah, you get all of the elements of young adult sci-fi dystopian in there. So that is the basic basic plot of the story. And I'm going to have Trayvon talk a little bit more about that. So let's go ahead and turn to that interview with Trayvon Toussaint. Hi, Trayvon. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Sarah.
It's wonderful to have you here. We are here to talk about your new book, Disconnected, that just came out. But before we do that, I'd love for my listeners to get to know you a little bit. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, please?
Sure. I am a ranked one Amazon bestseller over my new, also short story called You Want to Play. And I am a junior in high school. I'm 17 years old, and I live in Chicago, and I've been writing since third to fourth grade.
Wow, that's really impressive. So you are a junior, I think. No, I don't think. I know. You are the youngest author we've had, so that's wonderful. Talk a little bit about Disconnected. This is your first sci-fi novel, right?
Yes, yes. Okay,
so tell us a little bit about this story.
Sure. So Disconnected is basically about the entire U.S. is banned from technology. So that means every single device, like a phone, a desktop, is all banned. And if, like, someone like the police or a very high, powerful person sees you, you either will be brainwashed or be punished or be killed. And the main characters are Joanna and Fabian, and they both go to Northside College Prep High School. And this is their junior year. And Joanna, her character is a very smart person who loves to get into technology. And she's always with her three friends that she loves being with. And then Fabian, he is a new kid in the school. He's from Springfield. And he knows a lot about the government, of how they operate, and how he believes that this situation needs to be stopped. And then throughout the story, there's a little bit of love, but I don't want to spoil that. But yeah, so Joanna, her father is part of the STFA. He's the vice president. So what that means is basically Science and Technology for All program. And it's basically a research program where the government tells them to research specific things that you want. But it started to get carried out of way to the point that her father has been missing from some odd reason. So, yeah. But that's what basically it's about. It's a lot more about, but those are complete spoilers.
So. Right, right. So it's dystopian. Would you say it's set in a not too distant future, or how far in the future did you picture this?
I would say it's more a recent, like today's world, but still dystopian in a way, as in the world being very strict. Like, it's certain things they can't do, which is basically not use technology at all, and the government having strict laws, that is insane.
Right. Okay. So you've mentioned the main characters, Joanna and Fabian. What about them do you think will resonate with your readers?
I believe that Fabian, people resonate him by just the type of guy he is, as in towards being friendly to a lot of people, and to Joanna as well as he meets her. He's like that type of guy who just basically laid back, but also he doesn't mind opening up to other people. And Joanna, she's more of a person who doesn't mind talking to other people, but she sometimes starts to get nervous, which is basically normal. And she starts to feel a certain type of way to people when she gets to know them more.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And as we mentioned, this is your first science fiction book. So what made you decide to write in this genre?
Well, I would say James Dasher, who wrote the Maze Runner series, he really inspired me to write this type of story, because I just loved how the way his words were written in his story. I loved how the way the plot was about Wicked and Thomas and Teresa. It just made me come to myself that, wow, I want to write something like that, and I just went for it.
Excuse me while I jump in here, because we do have to take our first break of the podcast, but stay tuned. I will be talking more with Trayvon about this book, his upcoming short story trilogy, and lots more. So stay tuned. You're listening to the GSMC Book Review Podcast, and I'll be right back.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the GSMC Book Review Podcast. I am speaking today with Trayvon Toussaint about his novel, his young adult sci-fi novel, Disconnected. So let's go ahead and get back to that interview. Are there any autobiographical elements in the book? Anything that you took from your own life that you wanted to portray in the story or the characters?
Not really, but I would say, like, the atmosphere of Chicago, of how it's so different between other states. Somewhere in the chapters I explain of how Chicago is back then and what it's known for. So that's what I mainly talk a little bit.
Okay. Thank you. Now, this isn't your first book, so talk a little bit about let's start with, you've got a short story coming out on October 19th. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes, sure. It's called You Wanna Play, and it's a short story trilogy. So book one will be out on Friday. And it's basically a mystery and thriller suspense story. And it's about this boy, well, this man named Kevin. And he suddenly gets off from work, and he knows that this person is following him. And he thinks that this is a prank, like, oh, this person is just trying to make something funny. But then he doesn't, and he tries to have him not follow him to go the other direction. And next thing you know, when he goes home, his entire apartment is completely empty, and it's only left with a note saying, do you want to play? And it makes him get into this game that he does not know that he's in, that starts to ruin his life throughout the story.
That sounds very creepy. So it's a trilogy. The first one comes out on Friday. What about the other two?
Yes. The other two I haven't started yet, but I can tell you about my other stories I've written that are out. One of them is called Is It Lonelier Than Me? And that is a general young adult fiction. And it's this girl named Rebecca, and she is in her freshman year in high school. And from her lifehood as in very young, she noticed that her having friends has been decreased it from high school, and she's been lonely for so long, and she thinks that this is going to be her life forever. And she starts to have this imaginary friend that's with her, but she thinks it's normal, but it's not. And she starts to realize that, oh, I understand why I'm like this, and that it's okay to be lonely, and it's okay to deal with depression that you can overcome.
Okay. Thank you. You mentioned in your introduction that you are ranked number one on Amazon. That was for You Wanna Play, right? Or have you been ranked in for other books?
The You Wanna Play has been my first bestseller ever, so... Yeah.
Okay, and that's not even out yet, so that's pre-orders?
Yes, pre-order. It's not even out yet. I was very amazed.
Yeah, that's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank
so,
you.
so what's next? What are you working on right now?
So right now I'm working on the next trilogy of You Wanna Play, and I'm also working on another short story. It'll just be a standalone, and that will be coming out in November on Thanksgiving. It'll be called Last Dinner, and I can tell you a little bit about it, where it's basically this family. They haven't seen each other for years, and they decided, let's have a Thanksgiving dinner. And they have the dinner, and then something happens to one of the cousins, and he starts to get murdered. And then the family starts to get back to chaos, which is bad.
So where do you get your inspiration for your stories?
I usually get my ideas from either. Sometimes I'll get it from just looking at the screen of just thinking ideas in a way, because I imagine a lot of times. So I either get ideas from that or from movies I've watched or just living life in general. It can be like littlest thing, me just walking and breathing the fresh air. Like I would just know an idea, like, oh, this is what I can write.
And you said you've been writing since third or fourth grade. So what made you start writing in a dedicated fashion to be published?
Well, at first, around third or fourth grade in elementary school, I was just writing poems for assignments until my teachers, they were reading my work and they were saying, wow, this is really great. This is such a good poem that you've been writing. And I'm like, thank you. But at that time, I didn't expect that it was art in a way. I just thought that, oh, just an assignment, it's just a poem. Until around sixth to eighth grade, I started to realize that, wow, this is art I've created, and I can do something more about this. And then my grandmother has started to read. That's when I first read my short story, but I just read it for fun. And she said, wow, this is amazing, and you should definitely write a book someday. And then I was laughing at her for a moment, like, what? No, that's impossible. I just do this for fun. But she said, no, you can definitely do it. I definitely see you doing it. And then next thing you know, my first book I ever put out was called The Unexpected, and that came out April 6, 2017. And during my winter break time, those whole 2 weeks, I just constantly written the entire story, and I was starting to research more about self-publishing, because I am a self-publisher, and I just went from there.
Okay, that's wonderful. Go grandma. I love the family encouragement. So since you have come at this, from a young age and you're self-published, excuse me, do you have advice for aspiring authors?
Yes, just finally. I would say for inspiring writers is that just write. And I see that a lot of writers have the struggle of thinking that writer's block exists, but it really is not even real at all. Just get the words on the page. It doesn't have to be perfect, because either way, you're going to have to rewrite it and get into the editing phase and just keep drafting and drafting. And for some people who think they don't have not any more ideas, that's not true either. It just may at that time you need a break, or if you don't want to break over writing, you just want to start writing at that time, think about certain places where that makes you think. And I think some people sometimes don't realize that. Like, for example, one of my cousins, I was with him on the weekend, and he was doing his homework, and at first, he couldn't finish it until he started listening to music on his earbuds, and he just completely got the paper done in an hour. And I feel like that people don't sometimes think that, oh, music makes me think, or walking makes me think. So every little piece can make you think of what's right on the page.
Mm-hmm. Going to jump in here once more so we can take our second break of the podcast. When we come back, we'll have the conclusion to this interview with Trayvon Toussaint. So stay tuned. You're listening to the GSMC Book Review Podcast, and I will be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Book Review Podcast. Before the break, Trayvon and I were talking about his advice for aspiring authors, and he had some suggestions for those times when you as an author might feel a little stuck. And now we're going to talk a little bit more about what he does when he gets in those places. Do you have certain things that help you to, maybe if you're having a little writer's block, or what are your patterns in terms of writing? What helps you?
Well, I will definitely say just really it's either looking at movies, or I'm just walking from home, or I'm literally just looking at the screen and I just start to imagine the story like it's a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely do this with the dialogue where the character is talking and what's going to happen that scene, and I just take all of that and I put it in words.
Okay. You have mentioned The Maze Runner and James Dashner. What else, what other authors do you like? What other genres do you like to read?
There's so many of them. I would say I love Stephen King for writing It. That is, I would say he's one of the persons who inspired me to write You Want to Play, because his writing, as in making you feel creep, is so riveting to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I will also say Veronica Roth for writing Divergent. I love the entire series. It's so great. And also Angie Thomas, who wrote The Hate U Give.
Mm-hmm.
That is so relatable to society today, and I feel like that was a book definitely to be talked about and heard. So, yeah.
Okay. Have you read Veronica Roth's second series, Carve the Mark, and another book that I can't think of the name of? It's just a duology. There's two of them.
Yeah, I've heard about it. No, I haven't, but I definitely want to get into it. Right now, I'm reading a book from Neil Sherman called The Sketch, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm trying to pronounce it right.
okay.
But, yeah, that's what I'm reading right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. If people want to know more about your books, where can they find you on the internet, on social media, etc.?
Sure. People can find me on Amazon.com or Twitter, which is Travon2Cent. That is TravonTouSSIAN number one. Or Instagram, which is my full name, Travon2Cent. And also, you can also find me either on Snapchat or Goodreads as well.
Okay, thank you very much for that. And what else? We've talked a little bit about a lot of things, but what else would you like for people to know about writing or your books? Is there anything that we haven't talked about?
Well, I can say that I'm also a lyricist writer, and I do a little bit of producing and beat making. I have put out a couple songs. Three of them are basically just beat songs, just a sound song. And then the other two are a song with an artist. My most really great one that I've written that it like has such a message emotion towards it is called You Were Meant to Be, and it's a pop song. And it's featuring Jasmine, who is an indie artist. And that, and the reason why I say it's so emotional, that gives you a message because it is related to Is It Lonely or Is It Me story that can change a person's life as in thinking about depression in a certain different perspective.
Mm-hmm. And if people would like to hear that, where can they find it?
They can hear it on Spotify, YouTube, Pandora, basically all the music platforms that are out today.
Okay. Would they just search for your name?
Yes, yes. That's Travon2Cent, TravonTouSSIANT.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking your time, taking time out of your Saturday. You sound like you're incredibly busy. So thank you for taking time out of your weekend, and hopefully I didn't interrupt your homework. <'Cause> I don't want to get in trouble with your parents. But Travon, thank you so much for joining me and talking about your books.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the podcast. It's an honor.
You're welcome. So again, and as always, I want to thank my guest, Travon2Cent, for coming on the podcast and talking about his writing, his new book, Disconnected, and his short story that comes out on Friday, You Wanna Play. So you can pre-order that on Amazon, as he mentioned. So if you are interested in reading a copy of Disconnected, we do have giveaway opportunities going on. It's simple. All you have to do is go to our social media pages, Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and comment on this episode. This is episode 117, interview with Travon2Cent. That's it. Just comment on the post that includes the link to this episode, and you'll be entered to win a copy of Disconnected. I do always try to give you my honest opinion on books, and I will say that this book does have some editing issues. So if that's something that bothers you when you read, you may want to look elsewhere. I know some people can't read books that have editing issues or, you know, things like punctuation or grammar errors or those types of things. That bugs some people. Other people, doesn't bother them at all. They're just looking for the story and can read past that. So whichever way you are, that's cool. Not here to judge the way you read. I just want to throw that out there because I do always try to give my honest opinion on the books that I have on here. I also want to say, I already said thank you to Travon, but I am so impressed with this young man, and I am very interested to see where he goes because he's 17, as I mentioned, and as he mentioned. And at 17, I was certainly not writing books, and I was certainly not on podcast talking to someone on a national podcast, partly because they didn't have podcasts when I was 17 because, you know, it was the dark ages. But no way. I was painfully shy. I was so happy that I was third in my class so that I didn't have to give a speech at high school graduation. No. So I'm impressed with someone who is starting to follow his dream at a young age. He's jumping in there. He's getting things taken care of and written and published. And, you know, he does other things creatively. So I just want to say that I'm impressed by him. And my 17-year-old self is in awe because my 17-year-old self would not have been in any kind of place to be attempting the same things. So there you go. Thank you again to Trayvon. Thank you again, as always, to you, my listeners. I so appreciate you. And go join the giveaway. It will be going through Sunday, which is October 21st. Winners announced Monday, October 22nd. And in the meantime, you should definitely go out there and get yourself lost in a good book. Thanks.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.